the national debt is now above, I'm not kidding you, the official debt limit. I know you're not stunned by that. Obama, our president, signing a $1.1 trillion spending bill. We had talked about that previously. It's just official now. And in the meantime, no public option. It is dead. Kill it. Throw it in a garbage can. No deal on the public option, at least this year, in the Senate. In fact, probably no health care deal this year, the way it's looking. The Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, even said as much. Can you believe it? I'm sure the president not too thrilled with her saying that, as there still are a few days left before everybody skedaddles from the Capitol. But isn't this what Harry Reid himself said 6 weeks ago? But yet we kept hearing the push is on, it's the pedal to the metal, it's looking like it's happening, and this is what it means. So we'll let you hear from two different points of view, because everybody's a talking head these days. If they're a politician, they're on some show somewhere, somehow, talking about health care. We'll let you hear some of that dribble. That's coming up a little bit later on ATN. In the meantime, though, the 14th woman comes forward in Tiger Woods' harem. But here's the question. Are we tigered out? By the way, crazy thing, he was voted as the athlete of the decade by the Associated Press, and just purely by the numbers, not the numbers of the women, but the numbers of successes that he had in golf tournaments, especially in majors. I really can't refute that he was certainly the athlete of the decade, which is why this whole thing with Woods is so baffled so many people, I guess, because they really didn't know much about Tiger Woods other than he was an incredible athlete and he transcended the sport of golf, who some people could care less about, know nothing about, and never would watch a golf tournament to save their life, which is why he's so recognizable and there's so many pictures of him all over the place and cell phone conversations and everything else. That's the bottom line on that. So we are all tigered out. Iran, we talk about this constantly here on this show. I know since I first jumped on almost 3.5 years ago, when we had a hit list of, geez, who are you the most concerned about on the world stage, honestly? I mean, you could reach out, extend the olive branch, have the meetings, do the dance, send the diplomats, whatever. But on the ultimate list of the bad guys, who's at the top? And I said back then, at the top of my list was Ahmadinejad. He, to me, never trustworthy, always thinking of ways to undercut the United States, even when he has his hand out, saying something complimentary, then coming back and talking out of the other side of his mouth. Well, it's clear that it's beyond that at this point. And now you have Iran, and we were talking about this as it happened yesterday on America Tonight, that Iran test-fired some of its most advanced missiles. So, of course, Israel up in arms, they know what this means. Yes, these missiles can reach us. We knew this before. We are geared up. So what does it mean, though, repercussion-wise, with the nuclear situation, not responding, now these missile shots? Could this really escalate into a serious situation? I'm saying serious beyond angry words and lobbying back and forth and television interviews and press conferences. I'm saying, could this lead to yet another war situation? Do we want to be in a war with Iran? Let's see. Just getting out of Iraq, but still there are troops there. Afghanistan beefing things up, but saying that Pakistan is really where the Taliban and Al-Qaeda are starting to even push back further into. And then Iran bubbling up in the middle of that? Not enough troops to go around. So pick a place. Pick your poison. Where do you want to be in the Middle East? What's the most important thing to defend? Or are we defending anything? What are we defending? Is it going after the terrorists? What is it? And in the case of Iran, you'd be worried about nuclear options and these missiles. And then there's the question of Israel and being allies with Israel. Should they need the help, which they would, from the United States, do you think we should be in this or even thinking about it? Lots of questions. Get this number ready. Tattoo it on your arm. Write it down if you're driving around. 800-259-5791. No, don't tattoo it. 800-259-5791, because you never know when the number's going to change. It hasn't so far, but sometimes those things happen, and then you'd be stuck with this number. It'd be useless, really, wouldn't it? All right, on top of all of this, as we go around the globe and, of course, closer to our own shores, getting ready for the holidays, in fact, many of us in the middle of the holidays right now, the question becomes safety and flying and all that sort of stuff. And are you really ready for the onslaught? And is there really going to be one this year? As much as we talk about the recession, and I just heard something today about Detroit, because Michigan couldn't have gotten hit worse. Pete listens to us in Michigan. Kathy listens to us in Michigan. You guys know in Kalamazoo even, the tentacles are touching there. But in Detroit, they're saying the unemployment, I mean, you're talking about 50% in the city of Detroit. Have you seen what Detroit looks like lately? It looks like the set of an awful movie. You know what it reminded me of? I was looking at pictures of Detroit today, and it reminded me of I Am Legend, that movie with Will Smith, where things just kind of looked desolate, and they were torn up in some areas, and there was growth, you know, in the middle of the buildings because everybody was gone. And that's what some of Detroit looks like now because of the unemployment situation. So here we are, and I was the last couple of days talking about seeing these malls that are mobbed and the shopping is up online. But yet we have these incredible, incredible unemployment numbers in some states. And when you really talk to people, even in places like Texas or Connecticut or Florida, the numbers don't really respond, I think, or correlate is a better way to say it, to what's really going on with a lot of people in those cities, the ones that are so underemployed. Many of you call the show, and luckily, knock on wood, you are surviving and many of you thriving. That's a good thing. But a lot of you have called and said you've had to scramble as well, changed careers, you know, started a company up with a buddy, anything that you could do. So I find it interesting that we're seeing the spending up, at least that's the way it's looking, when in cities like Detroit, unemployment is so near 50%. I mean, I saw this sign today, and it was a graffiti sign, but it was giant. It was on a building, and it just said in big, dark letters, help. I mean, really, help this city. And, of course, the collapse of Detroit can be blamed on the fat cats who were sucking up the big bucks in upper management in the auto world, right? Supposedly, that's being fixed, especially we're going green, and that's going to make things better for GM, right? With the Volts, etc. All right, coming up next, you don't want to miss it, great guest, surprise guest. Stay with us here on America Tonight.
This is Big John Lipscomb. World government and all its tyranny is rapidly approaching. The choices you make today will determine your level of suffering and freedom tomorrow. I have two solutions for you, so you and your family can stay strong and free. PatriotFood.com. 135 pounds of long-lasting dehydrated food in 25 varieties. That's one-fourth the cost of many freeze-dried offers of the same weight. And SurvivalistSeeds.com, where I just released my best offer ever, 7,000 heirloom vegetable seeds, 30 varieties of vegetables. That's over 4 pounds of seed, and I ship it in a time capsule so they will last decades. And now you can get a second for a $60 savings. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Anything else is just a copycat.
Are you tired of out-of-control, irresponsible federal deficit spending? Increasing the money supply without increasing productive output leads to inflation. You get less for your money. If you want to protect the buying power of dollars for your future, then call Peter May at Midas Resources. 800-686-2237, extension 135. You've worked hard for your dollars. Don't let the government strip their buying power with wasteful spending. Gold has a 5,000-year track record as money. Real money you can count on. No government-backed paper currency comes close. Ask me about the protection of private gold. Call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135. Central banks from around the world are stockpiling gold. They know gold is real money. Call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135, to discover the advantages of private protected gold.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest of effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
For any length of time, you know, I've mentioned here and there that I used to work in New York on a popular station called The Fan. It's a big sports radio station, and did sports talk along with political things for most of my career at some really cool places, and had a chance to cover the Yankees and covered the Dodgers when I was in California, and covered the Texas Rangers, etc., and just baseball in general. Well, this is interesting. Our next guest joining us now is Gary Moore. Gary's father, Gene Moore, was actually drafted by the Brooklyn Dodgers. Oh, you talk about still the people in New York, how they feel about the Dodgers. The Brooklyn Dodgers at 15 years old, and this was when he was just in a small town in Illinois, right when World War II began. And this is the coolest thing. He ended up playing ball to actually entertain the guys in Europe, and then was also guarding some of the German POWs in Louisiana. Sounds fascinating. Then when I heard part of this story, I knew that we had to have him on to talk about his father, Gene Moore. Gary, thanks for popping on the show with us. We appreciate it.
Kate, thank you so much. It's an honor to be here.
All right. Of course, you know this, the whole thing about the Dodgers. You know, they're still not over the Dodgers leaving Brooklyn and going to L.A., right?
Oh, no, they're not. And in some ways, you can't blame them. The Dodgers were very well supported. They were a profitable team, so it wasn't like they had to leave. But, you know, so it broke the people in Brooklyn's heart. And I still talk to people about the book who will call and write from Brooklyn, and they still hold a grudge. They're still very upset by it.
I love that. So talk about the part where he was playing baseball to lighten the load for the troops, make them feel better. What was that like? What were his stories like that he told you about?
Well, he spent most of his time in North Africa. And, you know, the country was different then. There were really two forms of entertainment the troops wanted. They wanted baseball and they wanted big band jazz. And then, you know, they wanted Tommy Dorsey and baseball. And so they had to be close enough to the front that the troops could be brought out for a day of baseball, but far enough away to keep everybody safe. And he was in the United States Navy North Africa touring baseball team, and they spent the better part of the war playing the United States Army North Africa touring baseball team. And the Navy team was mostly made up of young Dodger minor leaguers, where the Army team was made up mostly of young Yankee minor leaguers. And so, I mean, if you're a ball player and you're going to war, that's pretty good duty, I guess.
Yeah, no kidding. And it, aptly so, your book is called Playing with the Enemy. And I'm assuming weaved in and out throughout this whole thing, obviously, that's what you're talking about. You're talking about this your father, who was a prodigy, absolutely, to be 15. Yeah. And then, of course, the curveball would be the war, and then bringing it all back home. And you're also a motivational speaker, so I can see, in my mind, all the analogies are starting to pop out. Is that what made you write the book? Because you had so much great information from your dad, great stories that you could put in there and make it make sense for what's happening with other people?
Sure. The initial motivation for writing the book was just that I wanted my kids, their kids, the generations to come to know about my dad. You know, he was a very unique individual, and he had, like many of the men of his generation, he had a very unique opportunity to travel the world and do great things for the country. And I didn't want the stories to be lost. And then it just it progressed very, very quickly from there. We found a publisher, and actually before the book ever hit the bookshelves, we had signed a motion picture deal, and it's just kind of gone on from there. And I feel very, very blessed. The book continues to do very, very, very well, and they're supposed to start filming the movie late this spring, early summer. So I'm very excited.
Wow, no kidding. To have your book optioned as a movie, that is exciting. Did you think it was going to go that far?
Well, I think that any time an author sits down and starts to write, you start imagining all the wonderful things that could happen. Whether or not, I didn't know for sure that it would, but I thought that it had great prospects. I think it has all of the things that, great qualities that, you'd like to find in a movie. I'm a little biased. But my son, Toby Moore, who's an actor, lives and works in Hollywood, he starred in a separate piece in Murder in Greenwich, and he's actually going to be playing my father. And so for the first time in Hollywood history, the grandson of the subject matter is actually going to be playing him in the motion picture.
Oh, how cool is that? I mean, I'm sure he's beyond excited, right?
Oh, he's very excited. And, He's an up-and-comer in Hollywood. He's been doing very, very well. He's been very, very busy. But this, certainly could be a breakout role for him. So we feel very, very, very excited.
So all the stories your father had, did you remember them? Did you record them? How did you put piece it all together? Or how'd you do it?
Well, it was a strange thing. I grew up in the household with this man who had had a fascinating career, and I didn't even know he played baseball. It was one of those things that, from reading the book, you'll see that baseball really broke his heart, and because of an injury sustained during the war, and he just kind of tucked it all away and didn't talk. Much like most of the men of his generation, just did not talk about their life and their disappointments. They just tucked them away and came back from war and went to work. And it wasn't until he had suffered a heart attack, at 57 years old, that he finally had the discussion with me that where these stories came out. He died shortly after, and the stories became almost like putting together a quilt. We had little pieces of stories here and there, and from relatives and from people he played ball with, and when we started putting it together, we thought, this really is kind of a fascinating look at a man's life.
Yeah, no kidding. What about the part where he was guarding the German POWs in Louisiana? What was that like?
Well, as the war started winding down, they sent the baseball team home because they thought they would move through Europe pretty quickly after D-Day and wouldn't have time for baseball. And about the same time, the United States Navy captured and boarded the first enemy warship since War of 1812. They captured the German U-boat, the U-505. And it's very, very timely today with what's going on at the Guantanamo Bay, because it was a similar situation. When they captured the U-505, they found that the U-505 had a German Enigma machine aboard, which was a decoding device. And so we broke the rule of the Geneva Convention. They laid out an oil slick in the water, threw the sailors' clothes and everything, all their belongings, into the water so that the Germans would believe the U-505 was sunk. We then hid the U-505 in Bermuda, brought the prisoners to Ruston, Louisiana, And as the Navy looked around to figure out who could guard these guys, they found a baseball team. Mm-hmm. So the baseball team ended up guarding these prisoners, and they were signed. They signed documents that swore them to secrecy and said they would be spend life in a federal penitentiary if they ever told what they did.
Ooh.
Because these Germans were reported dead. They were hidden from the Red Cross and kept separate in Louisiana. And my father, being still at this point only 18 years old and then given the task of guarding these prisoners, he probably wasn't as responsible as he should be and decided to let him out of the pen and teach him to play baseball. And so, taught these Germans to play baseball and actually, over the course of the last 6 months of the war, created some lifelong friendships with the Germans that lasted until they passed away.
Wow, how neat is that? Just 18, yeah. Imagine that, like you said, what he was thinking and, you know, showing them how to play the game. Can you just imagine being there and watching that unfold? Did they have any pictures? Did he have any, because, of course, nobody was supposed to know, as you said, about this.
Right.
Did he have any pictures at all of that?
We haven't uncovered any pictures, but I was actually speaking in Ruston, Louisiana, as part of a community reading program, and two different people came up to me at one event and identified themselves and said they were actually there and watched the baseball games being played as young children. Then later on, a woman at another event came up to me, and she said that she, actually went out to watch the guards play the baseball. They were playing baseball every day, and it was a national secret. But in Ruston, Louisiana, you know, the community really got involved and came out to watch the games and knew exactly what was going on.
Wow, crazy! Well, it's been a pleasure having you on the show. Good luck with the movie and continued success with the book. Absolutely, and.
Well,
and with your son, that's just got to be incredible. You have to be one proud papa.
Oh, I am. And if anybody would like additional information, they can get it at playingwiththeenemy.com, where if they want, they can get a signed copy of the book, and we can have it out to them by Christmas.
Awesome. Thank you so much. You have a fabulous holiday, and we'll talk to you down the road again as it gets closer and closer to that movie, Gare.
I hope so. Thank you so much.
Thanks. All right, coming up next on America Tonight, continuing along with the sports theme in a way here. How fascinating is that? We're going to go to our pal, Easy Ticket Mike, and talk about what's happening in the NBA. Hoops, of course, obviously, with the NBA, the NFL, and on down the line here on America Tonight in Sports Shorts. Stay with us.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hey, did you know that you can now order Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra online? That's right, it's true. And it's convenient now. Genuine FDA-approved Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra online at Viamedic.com. That's V, like in Victor, Viamedic.com, V-I-A-M-E-D-I-C.com. That's right, you can order now. No doctor visits necessary. You can get a complete private consultation with a U.S. licensed physician, and licensed pharmacists will review that information. You'll get a prescription, and they'll fill your order. That's right, Viamedic.com, ladies and gentlemen. And if you happen to want to save $10 on your first order, you could use the coupon code SAVAGE while online at Viamedic.com. The coupon code SAVAGE will save you $10 on your FDA-approved Viagra, Cialis, or Levitra order. Or you can call this phone number for more information, and that phone number is 1-888-388-MEDS. That's 1-888-388-MEDS, M-E-D-S.
Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter.
Diana Krall just kind of goes with the holidays, you know what I'm saying? All right, time for sports shorts. Our pal Easy Ticket Mike joins us now on the air. Hey, Easy Ticket, what's going on in your world? Getting ready for the holidays?
Yeah, Christmas is coming.
Boy, no kidding. It comes the same time every year. And, Mike, why does everybody procrastinate? It's just like on tax day.
And it's sometimes similar.
Yeah, that's right. It is similar. I like that. But I'm pumped. All right. So you've been watching some hoop, I take it. Have you been watching, I'm sure, the Dallas Mavericks, Boston, Cleveland look actually better. But it's anybody's game. It's still a long road, right?
Yeah. And New Jersey, they've won two games so far.
That's brutal.
But anyway, the Mavericks, they played Oklahoma City tonight. They actually beat them pretty handily. Dirk Nowitzki, he got 35 points, but ended up pulling it out. Oklahoma City was ahead, I think, at the half, and then they just fell apart. But the Lakers, they beat the Bucks in overtime tonight, and they're looking really, really good. The Lakers always look good. The whole season. So in Boston, they're way out in their division. Cleveland looks real awesome again. So, it's going to be a long time until the playoffs, but we've got some teams shaping up that I think are going to be in a position to do something.
Yeah, no kidding. It's funny. You say the Lakers, of course, the Lakers are the Lakers. But once again, Kobe with a jumper at overtime at the buzzer. And then it's the Lakers winning over Milwaukee. I mean, that's just vintage. It's just vintage Kobe Bryant. I mean, he is the money guy. As much as a lot of people don't like Kobe Bryant, a 15-footer, I was watching it. Boom, time is ticking off, and he scores the final 7 points over a minute and change, whatever it was. And so you look at this team again, Mike, and we both just said it. There's a lot of hoop left to be played, but boy, they look like the same team from last year, maybe even a little bit sharper.
Yeah, the Lakers come into Dallas, I know, in January, and that's always a big game here. There's a whole lot of people in Dallas. I think they want to be L.A. People. So.
Yeah, no kidding. And by the way, you can go to easy-ticket.com to get tickets to anything. If you're listening to us in Connecticut and you go to the Garden, I always use that as an example because I know a lot of you do. When I lived back east, I went to a garden, I went to Madison Square a lot. You can get tickets to anything that's going on there, obviously, with the Knicks, et cetera, or the Rangers. And across the board, and speaking of the Rangers, in the NHL, still same thing, long way to go. But, boy, it's been really fun to watch some of these early season games, hasn't it been?
Yeah, it has. I mean, Pittsburgh, I mean, they're looking really sharp. You know, Boston's looking good. Detroit's coming back a little bit, but there's, you know, if the season was over, they'd be out of it. The Stars are barely hanging on, but, you know, they beat San Jose, who's way out in front in their the conference right now. They beat them. I was watching that game this last week, and they start. You know, like I said, the Stars are starting to come around, but you know they're not way. You know, they're just barely in that eighth spot right now. So,
oh, absolutely. And you know, you're dogging the New Jersey team. They just won their second game, hoop wise. But boy, when you look at the Devils, Marty Brodeur in the Nets, Mike, he just tied Patrick Waugh's NHL record for regular season appearances by a goal. You know how long he's been between the pipes? He played in his 1,029 games, all with New Jersey in his 16-year career. That's pretty rare.
It is, but why would they ever let him go?
I know. Why? He's like a wall. I mean, even if he'll have a bad game here and there, but out of that many games and that long of a career, absolutely, because it's like football. You got to have the defense. I mean, you can't have all offense or you can't win a championship. Hey, and speaking of football, in the NFL, it couldn't be more exciting. We do that nail the score thing on Thursday, so we'll have another edition of that in our third hour. Lots of people jamming up the phone lines to guess the score of our game of the week. But there are only three more weeks left of action until the playoffs. It's been wild. Minnesota's in the thick of it. New Orleans, Indianapolis, they're all clinchers already. And I think the NFC is going to be hard to predict.
The Eagles, they're a game ahead in their division against the Cowboys right now. You know, New Orleans, they're unbeaten, and they, you know, they look like, unless they you know, falter, I'm looking for them to be in the Super Bowl against Indianapolis. But you know, the Cowboys, they have to go down and play the Saints this week. Now, New Orleans, they've already got their division won. And, you know, they probably, as it is, they probably have home field advantage throughout. So they may not be up to par to play the Cowboys. Not really, you know, I don't think they'll throw the game.
Right, but it's not totally necessary. I know what you mean, yeah. And it's interesting because I guess you think the Cowboys are going to win their last couple. You think they're going to win the NFC East, and I, of course, disagree. You are a huge Cowboy fan. I am a huge lifelong Eagles fan. I think the Eagles are going to take the NFC East.
Yeah, I mean they're a game ahead, but what I'm looking at, I think they'll win this week, but I think they're going to lose to Denver the following week, and then they have to come down here to Dallas to play the Cowboys, and I think the Cowboys are going to revenge that game from last year and end up taking it that last week. So I think the Cowboys will lose this weekend against the Saints, but I think going into that last week, they'll be one game behind Philadelphia, but the tiebreakers will be in the Cowboys' favor, winning two games to none.
Spoken like a true Cowboy fan, forget it. It's not happening. But everybody should support their team. If you don't have passion for your team, you shouldn't root for them. You can go to easy-ticket.com. I think the Eagles still take the NFC East. Mike disagrees. In fact, I think that the Eagles will humiliate the Cowboys in that billion-dollar stadium. Hey, but how about college football? You mentioned it in your note to me, Mark Ingram winning the Heisman. That was so exciting, and I always, from the time I was young, followed the, I don't know why, I just liked the quarterback position and followed the Heisman, you know, awards every year. And that, I think that was one of the most exciting. You talked about the closest votes. Wasn't it one of the most exciting, I think, wins for somebody, if you want to call it a win, after an incredible season for Mark Ingram to get the Heisman?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he was deserving of it.
Yes.
If you look at, you know, what he did this year with Alabama, I mean, he just, I mean, he carried that team
yes.
almost completely. And they wouldn't be where they were at if they didn't have him. So, you know, Stanford's Toby Gerhardt, I mean, he came in second and he did great. But, and then Colt McCoy, you know, he had kind of a, the last two games he played, I think that's where he, you know, wasn't able to pull it off. But, you know, what I'm looking at is I think Texas is probably going to pull up an upset against Alabama in the BCS when they square off December 7th. And I think come December 8th, they'll have another national championship.
Yeah, it's gonna, those 2 days are going to be fun days to be watching, absolutely. Because the rest of the bowls, I don't know, they're not that exciting to me when I look at the list of bowl games. I'm not that thrilled.
This week we've got three really exciting games. We've got the New Mexico Bowl, the St. Petersburg Bowl, and the New Orleans Bowl. And, you know, don't ask me who's playing in them. But, and I don't think anybody else cares unless you were from Rutgers or Southern Mississippi, Fresno State, or Wyoming, but you know, this the big major bowls they start after January 1st, and you know, the Sugar, the Cotton, the Rose Bowl, and you know, tickets are a little bit hard to come by, but I mean, we've got a staple of tickets to all the games, but the BCS the championship, I mean, that's going to be the biggie, and that's going to top everything off. So
yeah, absolutely. No question about that. Hey, and quickly while we finish up here, for people who could care less about sports and are listening to this and saying, where's the politics? Why isn't she slamming what happened today and on Capitol Hill with health care? Well, here's the deal. We got concerts. Politicians understand about the power of concerts. You've got Kiss, Brad Paisley, Jay-Z, Lady Gaga, half the people who call this show like Lady Gaga. So there's always big concerts at the holiday time, right?
Yeah, and you'd mentioned Madison Square Garden, Mariah Carey. She's going to be in there doing a New Year's Eve show.
Mm.
And, I mean, that's going to be a major. We've got, you know, tickets for that, and I'm looking for that to be a major thing. I've got tickets in Kansas City for we've got a big thing for New Year's Eve there. I mean, all around the country, there's going to be a lot of concerts, a lot of shows, New Year's Eve, and coming up into the end of the winter and spring. So, any artist you can think of, we probably can get you tickets for.
Yeah, so that's a good thing to remember when you. You're just scrambling around trying to figure out what to do. Go to Mike, easy-ticket.com. Hey, Mike, thanks. Happy holidays, and we'll talk to you in a couple weeks.
Okay. You have a good Christmas.
Absolutely. You too. Can't believe it's almost here already. Can you? It seems like I'm always saying that. We have a handful of weeks. We have 2 weeks, basically, left in the year. And then it's moving on to 2010. Speaking of moving on to 2010... who do you think is the man of the year according to Time magazine? We'll talk about it next on ATN.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's air and A-Q-U-A aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AaronAqua.com. Purify your life today.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
To Harry Rinker. He is the guru of all things collectible. What's old is new and vice versa, and family heirlooms and estate sales. It's all so fascinating to me. I'm always curious now what things are worth just because I want to know. Whatever it is that you have, your treasures, he is the guy to talk to. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. You want to hurry up and get on those phone lines so that you can talk to Harry. Harry, who is just back from his trip to Frankfurt, Germany. How was your trip, Mr. Rinker?
Well, I actually had a great trip. We flew into Frankfurt and back, but flew in and out of Frankfurt. We went up to the Erzgebirge Mountains. That's the area south of Dresden where they make the nutcrackers and the smoking men and the various figurines and Christmas ornaments. And we didn't get up there last year. Last year we were down more towards Munich and the Christmas markets down there. So this was a return to an area that we love much. And it was a great trip. It was expensive.
Yeah.
Much for the dollar against the euro right now.
Right, I bet. So did you pick up a lot of stuff?
It was interesting. Normally we would take two empty suitcases at least. This year we took one. Part of it, too, is the fact that, you know, I sold the school, so I'm packing up 50,000 objects there. And my wife's famous comment is, you know, if we buy one more thing, we should shoot ourselves. Well, line us up against the wall and call the firing squad.
Because you did.
But it did place a bit of a damper on how we approach things this year because we have... Yeah, we have so much, and going from a 14,000-square-foot home, because, you know, I lived in a former elementary school,
right,
down to a home with 24,000 square foot, you know, we don't have room to display what we have already.
Right.
But nevertheless, when you're a collector, nothing stops you.
Right.
And so as a result, why we did buy things, but on a much more limited basis. The other thing too is, because of the so-called problems with the dollar against the euro, things are double what we paid for them 3 years ago.
Wow.
And with any collector, collecting is fun when it's affordable, but when it starts to get expensive, you start to think, exactly how much of this do I really need? And we see that happening a lot out there right now in the collecting field, as a matter of fact.
Well, so the good news is that if people have their eye on something that they really want or something they're searching for, there's a good chance you could get it and maybe get a decent price.
Well, first of all, that's exactly right, Kate. The middle and low end of the antiques market has never been more affordable than it is at the moment. The simple truth, and I mean it is a simple truth, is that so a lot of antiques are selling today for what they sold in 1970, 1975, and so the value is definitely out there. The other odd thing is, and I'm sure this is happening in a lot of areas, this crazy inflation business, this crazy recession business, I'm sorry, the head of the market's going bananas. I mean, there's no end to what the high end of the market will bring.
Yeah, boy,
a hawk, a hawk. The hawk, you know who the hawk is, right?
Right.
The hawk number one comic book just sold for over $100,000.
Wow.
I mean, you know, you hear these numbers out there. Of course, Michael Jackson's glove, what did it bring, $420,000?
Yeah, crazy, yeah.
I mean, so there has to be somebody out there, and it's not Arabic oil money that's doing the buy anymore either, you know. So there are people out there who are successful, who have money, and who are saying, I've never seen more record prices at the high end of the market than right now.
Yeah,
so it's a very strange marketplace, very strange marketplace, and kind of a fun place to be tracking at the moment. It's an interesting Christmas, too. You know, all those years, some of our listeners may not know that, but for many, many years, I used to go out and buy objects and put them away in a closet and, you know, with the idea of trying to predict what's being collectible in the future. I still have not written that column for this year, and I'm debating whether I'm going to or not. I'm getting concerned that a lot of these young people aren't collecting the way we've collected in the past. Although when I was in Germany, I had a chance actually to talk to a number of young people and parents, and strangely enough, toys like Barbie, My Little Pony, Strawberry Shortcake are going bananas over there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you think maybe what I need to do instead of ask American kids what they collect, look at what Europeans and people around the world collect and put that kind of stuff away, because in the long run, that's what people remember.
Yeah, no kidding. That's not a bad idea. Hey, you can join the conversation, 800-259-5791. We're lucky to have Harry with us. Like I affectionately say, is the guru of things collectible, 800-259-5791. I did get a question from here because I was talking about you coming up and the fact that you were going to Germany. And remember, you got a nutcracker, brought a nutcracker back for me at one point, which I have now displayed in my home. I love it. I've always put it up for the last two Christmases. And I got a question here. I got a question here from Ann Jay, who says, Kate, ask Harry about nutcrackers. Is it popular still to collect nutcrackers?
Well, you know, a lot of collecting is done by what we call type collecting, where somebody would collect nutcrackers or snow globes or any one of the number of things. There's still some interest in nutcrackers, although mostly among older people, not younger ones.
Mm-hmm.
The Erzgebirge nutcrackers are doing, you know, are first of all, the modern ones, the really good ones, are expensive today. You're looking at that nutcracker that you have now is close to $100.
Wow.
So just a mere inflationary cost have taken its value up. I think, again, a lot of this stuff, too, that's another interesting. I talk to these people out there, and I say, I don't see as much of your stuff in the United States anymore. And they said, well, no, we're not shipping as much to the United States anymore. I said, well, where is it going? Well, they said, first of all, as you might suspect, it's going to Japan and China. The people there have money, and they're interested in our things. And then they, but then the other ones caught me by surprise. He said, first of all, he said, a lot of it's going to Russia.
Wow.
Well, I guess, well, no, I mean, come on, the industrialists over there, the semi-capitalist economy, there's money over there.
Sure.
And apparently some of them are kind of, the other one which threw me way off base was, he said, there's a growing interest in our stuff in Scandinavia. That's, you know, I know there's the global warming conferences up in Copenhagen. And that is an area that I have not been to, oh my gosh, since the 70s. And I'm wondering that maybe I ought to go up there on a trip one of these days and take a look, see about collecting up there, because I think it might be stronger than I thought.
Yeah, okay. So I wanted to tell everybody about the mailbag, too. For people listening to us that haven't heard Harry before, they can send you a picture of what the item is to your mailbag.
Right, exactly. We call the American Night mailbag. It's really very easy. Mm-hmm. Now, I want to make it clear that we only answer questions on the air. I don't do personal answers. But if you have a question about an antique or collectible, and what you do is, you know, send me all the information you can about it. The more information, the better. Size, height, what it is, and so forth. Attach your pictures to the email as a JPEG or zip file and send it to Harry L. Rinker, H-A-R-R-Y, L-R-I-N-K-E-R, at AOL.com. Harry L. Rinker at AOL.com. Now, the important thing is that you have to start your email, I listen to America Tonight, and give us the name of the station that you're listening on. That way I know to take the email and put it aside so the next time I do an appearance here on America Tonight, I'll answer it here on America Tonight.
Yep, and we will see you again in a couple of weeks, because, of course, we're
well,
not going to do...
Well, I wish you happy holidays, because our next visit is slated for the December 24th or 31st, and those are both big days, so I think I'll see you early next year.
Early next year, exactly. Early next year. Well, thank you so much. We appreciate everything you've done this year. It's been fun to talk to you.
Happy hunting, happy collecting, and don't forget, antiques make great Christmas presents.
Absolutely. Harry, thanks.
Bye-bye.
All right, Harry Rinker, you can catch him on the GCN network, too. Go to GCNlive.com. If you go there, you can look up Harry. He's right there on the rundown, as I call it, and the list of shows. And he's on Sunday mornings. You can always stream it live. He's a really interesting guy, and I've known him now for a couple of years and through this network and another network. And honestly, when you're collecting things, I don't care if it's antique guns or coins or stamps or lunchboxes or toys or whatever. He really is the guru. So take a snapshot, send it to him, and he'll tell you what whatever that item is worth. Coming back on the flip side, one of our senators lashing out at a young flight attendant. We have the details next on ATN.